You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Now breakfast is my favorite time. From my pallet I will climb. I push my woman out the way, and in the kitchen I will stay. I don't like biscuits, eggs and ham, orange juice and toast and jam. That's not a waffle on my plate. It's made of offal, but I think it's great. It's like those gals in Quaker Town. The inside's soft, the outside's brown. I'm a scrapple man. I'm a scrapple man. All hearts and ears and tails and feet, they grind it up to make ends meet. Get the Crisco can. I'm a scrapple man. Just cut a slab off of the loaf. It's a real square meal. Then fry it in the frying pan until you hear it squeal. Then flip that scrapple like a dime. It's heads or tails every time. I'm a scrapple man. I'm a scrapple man. The landlord's put me on a diet. My belly's getting smaller. And I'm in debt way up to here. If only I was taller. But scrapple's always got me by, though no one knows what's in it. But I've figured out the recipe. I'll tell you all this minute. You must be brave to eat it, so I know it's got some cheek. And I know they throw the eyes in, cause it sees me through the week. There's snout because it smells so good and makes me snore at work. And the part that's farthest from the trough is why I'm such a jerk. I don't need a fork, I grab it up and dunk it in my coffee cup. I'm a scrapple man. I'm a scrapple man. Well, bacon, sausage, they're okay as long as someone else can pay. But I'm a scrapple man. I'm a scrapple man. I save a slice each morning and I add it to the stack. And when I've built my scrapple house, I'm never moving back. Oh, ash to ashes, dust to dust, they'll lay me flat beneath the crust. I'm a scrapple man. I'm a scrapple man.
And I love that song. That's Al Duval, who is a listener to this program, and sent me a lot of good stuff here. And this song, I mean, I feel like this man because this is me in the kitchen too. I'll cook. I don't want anyone else in the kitchen while I'm scrambling for whatever I can. And I have made scrapple, indeed I have, and it's good stuff. And haven't had it for about a year, but I'm ready to get back into it. Scrapple Man, that came out this year on his compilation Squirt Rubber Heart, and I've linked to that. I think you can download that. He might even make you a CD if you plead with him, but it's going to cost you. So pay for the download. You should always pay for your music. And the last song we played before the the break was Scott Joplin, of course. It was Wall Street Rag. Rather wistful. I wonder if Scott Joplin lost money on Wall Street like everybody else seems to. But Wall Street is generally a melancholy area. But we gotta have to cheer up on a certain point. So eat some scrapple. It'll make you feel it's good stuff. If you're a vegetarian, I'm sure they have vegetarian scrapple too. Although I couldn't possibly tell you what they would put in it. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. And if I reach the edge of sanity, I'll back off a notch and try to do the show here on this occasion, on our summer stress edition of Radiola. Sam Ash in 1920 on an Aeolian Vocalion. And this is a very short selection. I don't know why. They could have used a little more wax here, but it's just under 2 minutes, so I may have to keep talking just to fill up time, but nobody seems to mind that. Hell, they don't. Believe Me, Beloved, from 1920, recorded by Sam Ash.
Could I but live my life again, I'd willingly wrath I'd face with ecstasy, and brave them all to seek the path that led my steps to thee. Fond memories, dearest, they seem to convey me to worlds far beyond me, the skies ever blue. Your eyes, twins of truth, dear, could never betray me. Your kisses are pure and as fresh as the dew. Believe me, beloved, when you are not near me, the sky seems to darken, the flowers seem to fade. Then life is a weary, and nothing can cheer me while I am sighing. I am longing for my sunshine, for my sunshine.
The New Orleans Jazz Band in 1925. This is from the Jazz Oracle CD, The Camel Walk. And we can walk whatever way you want. Oh, yes. Do you have crab legs? No. You know the punchline. Before that, The Californian Ramblers in 1922. This is also on Vocalion. And that was before they settled. They took the N off and they put it in their pockets. The Californian Ramblers with the Eddie Leonard Blues, 1922. And there's a little hint of Ida Sweet as Apple Cider in there. So you have to enjoy that. And Eddie Leonard, of course, made that song his trademark. Never recorded it, but, he didn't want anyone to steal from him. So that made sense. Of course, now we're wondering where the heck everything is. Why did you record that there, Eddie? Before that, Sam Ash, Believe Me, Beloved, 1920. And this is Radiola, and why indeed? A lot of people should have recorded. Lucky Roberts should have gotten in the studio and done something well before the 40s under his own name. And didn't. He didn't. And Freddie Keppard blew the chance of being the first man to record jazz and muffed it totally. So I'm not gonna miss that opportunity. I'm going to do what I have to do here. And what I'm going to do now is mention, you're like a ship without a sail if you're just drifting around, not doing what you have to do. And I'm doing what I have to do. Don't worry. 1930, Ship Without a Sail, recorded by Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra. Val Rosing singing it for you. Rodgers and Hart, wonderful stuff. Thank you. Irving Aronson and his Commanders, 1935, an elusive sound file, originally on a Blue Wax Columbia, Commanderism. And I think Commanderism was a form of government that never quite got hold because they couldn't figure out what color shirts to wear, but it was a nice record. Before that, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians with Goofus, 1932. And sometimes you just have to goofus around, as we've been doing when not totally stressed to the hilt. But Goofus, great tune, and there it is, 1932, and that was originally on a Brunswick, I believe. Before that, Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra, Val Rosing on the vocal, A Ship Without a Sail, 1930. And we're like a ship without a sail, more like a ship without a compass, I would have to say. But wherever we're going, we usually get there. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm your captain. My name is not Peach Fuzz. Bill Johnson's Louisiana Jug Band from 1929, from the wonderful and not often enough heard compilation from Joe Bussard, Down in the Basement. Get the L down the road and, get started. Here it is. Frankie Half Pint Jackson is your director.
That's what you said, sweet papa.
I'm going back to devil, where there's plenty of that.
river, the river that goes down to the sea.
Mel's Blue Rhythm Band, and this is a song I've played before, and I'm playing it again. George Morton on the vocal of Futuristic Jungleism from 1931. And I dearly love that recording. It is just necessary at times. It's salubrious. Before that, Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra, Jimmy and Joe Poston singing and playing Ready for the River, and sometimes, you know, a small watercraft wouldn't be bad either, but they're talking about, you know, doing something else in there. 1928, And, yes, all the great ones in there, too, including Earl Hines. Before that, Bill Johnson's Louisiana Jug Band, Frankie Halfpipe Jackson also in there. Get the L Down the Road. Little hokum there for you, courtesy Joe Bussard, 1929. Oh, yes. This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr., and boy, am I glad to be doing this instead of doing something else. I would almost rather, you know, if I were doing something, this is what I could do this for about a few hours, and I put this whole show together today while work was going on in the kitchen. And it's amazing, you know, what you can get done while you're just, everything is being torn apart and put together around you. It's very strange indeed, but it will be worth it, and we'll have had our fill of dining out by the time we're done. Not totally, but enough. But we're going to proceed now. Here's Pierre Lord with the Quintet of the Hot Club of France in 1935, originally on Ultrafon, but I think this was on another compilation. But you'll recognize the tune because, for some reason, I like this one a lot these days. Cocktails pour deux.
Rendez-vous dans un décor du meilleur goût. Nous commanderons en bavardant tout bas, de ci, de ça, des cocktails pour deux, en fumant une cigarette, au bruit d'exquises chansonnettes. Nos mains se joindront malgré nous lorsque l'on servira des cocktails pour deux. Si je perds la tête, mon cœur lui vous reste obéissant. Il s'intoxique de tendresse, c'est son principal agrément. Et tous les soirs comptant les jets, nous serons si gais, tous deux si gais, que notre sort en sera plus heureux, goûtant joyeux ces cocktails pour deux. Séduisant rendez-vous dans un décor du meilleur goût. Nous commanderons en bavardant tout bas, de ci, de ça, des cocktails pour deux, en fumant une cigarette, au son d'exquises chansonnettes. Nos mains se joindront malgré nous lorsque l'on servira des cocktails pour deux. Si je perds la tête, mon cœur lui vous reste obéissant. Il s'intoxique de tendresse, c'est son principal agrément. Et tous les soirs comptant les jets, nous serons si gais, tous deux si gais, que notre sort en sera plus heureux, goûtant joyeux ces cocktails pour deux.
Why was I born? Why am I living? What do I get? What am I given? Why do I want a thing I dare not hope for? What can I hope for? I wish I knew. Why do I try to draw you near me? Why do I cry? You never hear me. I'm a poor fool, but what can I do? Why was I born to love you?
Of night, I gotta go where you are. If it's wrong or right, I gotta go where you are. I'll roam through the dismal swampland searching for you. Cause if you are lost there, let me be there too. Through the smoke and flames, I gotta go where you are. But no place could be too far where you are. Ain't no chains can bind you. If you live, I'll find you. Love is calling me. I gotta go where you are.
Jimmy Allen again in 1936 with that great group he had then, Chloe, Song of the Swamp, originally on Vocalion. Oh, yes. And there was, yes, gotta sing that. Yes, going, where am I going? But I'm getting there. I just have to get there. I feel like I'm walking through Jell-O. But once you get there, you'll know where you are. As long as there's not smoke and flames, and then that's the wrong kind of Jell-O. Before that, Putney Dandridge and his orchestra, Putney singing, Why Was I Born? And that's another big question we don't want to get into unless we want the show to go on for another hour. Beginning with Pierre Lord, with the Django Reinhardt, Stefan Grappelli, and all the other guys in the quintet of the Hot Club of France, Cocktails Pour Deux, or 4-2 if you want to get fancy. 1935. This is Radiola, and we never get fancy. Although we are well groomed and well scrubbed, we are not beyond that. We've reached the level of cleanliness and deportment that is befitting our station in life. Ah, yes. Here's Dan Roberts and his hometowners, actually Jack Berger and his orchestra, and Pinky Pearl is the vocalist, who is actually John Pierce, the Bluebird of Happiness guy. So may the Bluebird of Happiness do something on your windshield when the Wandering Boy comes home from 1932.
Thank you. shine the same.
Red Norvo and his orchestra, Mildred Bailey, and who else would he have singing? You know, there would be trouble if there was somebody else, I'll tell you. Who Blew Out the Flame, 1938, wonderful song. I never heard that before, that recording, but there it is. I'm glad I have it. Red and Mildred, oh yeah. Beginning that set with Dan Roberts and his hometowners, Jan Pierce singing "When the Wandering Boy Comes Home," and then we'll make some bacon or something and have a real feast, whatever may occur, maybe a pizza. But I know how to make pizza, so it doesn't make you sick. I figured that one out. But I'm not going to tell my secrets, no sir. I'm Andy Senior, and I have many secrets. In fact, very few people actually know me, which is probably good for them. This is Radiola, and I want to thank you for hanging out with me tonight and listening to this stuff and enjoying my stress levels decrease, as they have been. And musical comfort food, again, Guy Lombardo will be the orchestra of Guy Lombardo, although Guy is no longer there to lead it. Al Pearson is now leading the Guy Lombardo Orchestra, and he'll be at the Rome, New York Capitol Theater on September 11th. That's a Sunday at 6 p.m., and I'll be the MC. But here's the original Guy Lombardo group, a song written by Carmen Lombardo and sung by him. And it's a lovely song, and I'm going to sail off, and without a sail or without a compass or whatever, Guy would have had the motor for that boat too, believe me. A sailboat in the moonlight, so bon voyage.
Heaven, a heaven just for two. A soft breeze on a June night and you. What a perfect setting for letting dreams come true. A chance to sail away to Sweetheart Bay beneath the stars that shine. A chance to drift, for you to lift your tender lips to mine. The things, dear, that I long for are few. Just give me a sailboat in the moonlight and you.